If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. This is a glimpse behind the curtain into the workroom where I am covering UK versus the world this season. This week, I am joined by the brilliant Melanie Morris, who is not holding back on her reads of the Queens, and I absolutely loved it. If you want to hear the full episode, head over to headstuffpodcast.com, where you can, for €5 a month, get access to all of the bonus content, and you can be safe and assured that you're supporting the show, which I would be eternally humbled by. To give you a taster of what the episodes are like, here is a 10-minute clip of this week's episode of UK versus the World. Okay, let's jump into the reading challenge because you've already started. Okay. Who did you think did well at this?
Get me.
Yeah, who's your favourite in the reading challenge? Yeah.
I have to say I loved Hannah. I love Hannah. Now, I know Tia did very well. But Tia's humour was Tia's humour, whereas Hannah, I think, had honed the jokes more to the Queens as opposed to the badumch type of general gag.
Yeah, Tia's weren't reads, they were puns. They were dad jokes. They were Christmas cracker jokes.
Exactly. I'm just looking at here. Who did he say was more of a rap?
Oh, it was talking about someone released music, and was it Theresa May releases music, and it's a song about this, but it's actually more of a rap.
Okay, a rap or something, but it was a pun on sandwiches or something like that. You're right though; it was all puns.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. Don't they say punning is the lowest form of wit?
They do. No, I think that's a bit unfair, but I do love a pun.
Yeah,
You didn't watch Dune, did you?
No, not yet.
Okay. Oh, but you know that there's the Bene Gesserits and there's the Fremen and stuff like that.
Yes.
I saw a pun online. Jennifer Gannon shared it, and it was in Elton John's voice, but Bene Gesserit, and honestly, it melted my brain. I was like, that is so good.
That's clever. Okay, that's class. So. That is absolutely class. But anyway, yes. So I loved Hannah in the reading challenge. I thought she did quite well.
I do. I think she's great, and I kind of still feel she's not getting her due for how fun and charismatic and stuff she is. I kind of thought she deserved that. Gothy got lots of time to share some reads, and they were kind of, I mean, I guess they were kind of reads. It was just like Le Grand Dame, more like Great Dane, which I guess kind of works, but
I think she was a bit of a legend in her lounge bar at that stage.
Yeah.
You know, I think she was in her happy place. She wasn't on a stage. She was in when she's in the workroom, she's actually okay.
Yeah.
You know, poor old Gothy. You know, there isn't the pressure on her, maybe. I don't know. But she was great. You know, she was grand in the workroom. And I thought she equipped herself well, as they'd say, for the reading challenge. But just, there was nothing about it that would make me, you know, I liked the glasses that they had with the little fringes on them.
Mm. Yeah, me too. It was very diva, that music video by Beyonce. I think the best individual joke for me was from Scarlett, where she was like, getting a blowjob from Hannah Conda is like being on a tightrope. It's all good till you look down.
Yeah. And the fact that Hannah agreed.
Yeah. I was like, that's pretty good. Like, if I was collating some of the best reads, I might actually put that in there. Like, I think that was actually very good. I think, you know, I think someone like a Bianca could have sold it a bit better, but I think... it is actually a very good joke.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll give her that one, definitely.
Okay, so Tia wins. You know, she's funny, but they were kind of more... I don't know if it hit the brief for the reading challenge.
Now, would you pay money to go and see Tia?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Now, I know I'd go because... it would be a good night out. It'd be an enjoyable evening. It would probably be more like going to comedy than going to some high level drag.
Yeah.
But I would definitely go and pay and see her. So I suppose that's always my bench test.
Mm. Well, you see, the reason I hesitated was because if it was just her hosting a show and her charisma, no doubt, I just think it would be a lot of her own music, which I would lose interest in after a while.
And her, she would probably show her many, many sides of pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with a special guest, Rar.
Yeah. Gothy.
From Gothy. Yeah.
I mean, Tia had a really kind of lovely, touching, vulnerable moment talking about her mum passing away and, mm-hmm. you know, how her mum never really got to see her on the show and never really got to see how much her life has changed since the show. And like, she's such good TV, you know, she has light and shade. And yeah, I never complain when she's on the screen.
I thought she was very good. I loved that they showed that part of her and that conversation in the workroom, because it did get away from the, you know, "Oi, I'm governor."
Yeah.
Stuff that we're now beginning to expect from Tia. And it showed her to be a much more rounded individual, a much more serious person, you know, loved all of that, definitely. And I loved, you know, again, our lovely Hannah, you know, really emoting back. Active listening is yes. what she did, which is very rare.
Yeah, no, she did a really,
really
great job.
Active listening.
And like, knew when to kind of punctuate it with a bit of a joke or a bit of levity, but still like not, you know, giving it the earnestness that it requires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although my warped brain couldn't get over the fact that Tia was missing a battery from her makeup mirror.
I was just looking at her eyebrows. You know, the way they go on about eyebrows being sisters, not twins.
Yeah.
It was going like, they're not blood related.
Yeah.
They were going off in all sorts of different directions.
Right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this musical. So, Seven, The Confessions of a Drag Queen, a pun, or it's a riff of Six, the musical. In hindsight, I don't get the confessions part.
No, because hang on. Firstly, you say rusical. I say Christmas Day concert with your cousins. That was not a rusical. They did not put the budget. They did not put the time. They did not put the mentorship into it. They didn't even have a choreographer, for God's sake.
That's true, but they did have self-esteem.
Now, I'm earmarking that one for a second.
Okay.
Or bookmarking that one for a second. That was not a rusical. That was when you and your cousins get together once a year and the grown-ups have all eaten and they're all drinking and you go, come on, we're going to put on a show. That's what it was. The queens were literally left to fend for themselves. And, you know, I think even Michelle might have been helpful to sit in. Self-esteem was great. And she was our special guest for the judging later on.
Yeah.
And she was brilliant with the queens. And actually, she was better with the queens than a lot of the special guests have been, because she really, really gave them good and helpful feedback. But I don't think she had the brief of what they were looking for.
In what way?
Like, you know, just what you were saying about self-confession and things
that. Yeah.
You know, with the lyrics. And she was great, didn't she say to Grand Dame, was it Grand Dame she said to actually rap it, not sing it?
Marina, she said that to, yeah.
Yes. Yes, Marina Summer. She was going like, don't bother singing. Do you know what? Just rap it. And she was right. She gave really, really good advice. But I think in terms of a producer's aspect, they were missing that. And in terms of a choreographer's aspect, they were kind of missing that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a kind of girl group meets, you know, musical style show. But like, that is also Six the Musical. Like, there isn't a lot of like acting or narrative. It's kind of them just all taking their moment up to sing. So I suppose it's more true to the source material, I guess, that they were going
Well,
for.
Now, you see, I was missed on that because I haven't seen Six the Musical. Okay. I'd say the majority of the population haven't seen Six the Musical.
It's pretty popular. I mean, I'd say a lot of people who like Drag Race have seen Six the Musical.
Okay. Well, then maybe little side note here, Melanie.
Yeah.
Don't Six the Musical.
But like, I mean, it's still, it's not a Sound of Music, John Sotoway. It's not like globally known, I would say, as much as one of the old classics. But
considering Rue came out and kept referring to what is it? There's something about Jamie.
Oh yeah.
Wrong music. Was that on the same episode?
Yeah, this was that was this episode. Yeah,
like wrong bloody musical. Yeah. I'm getting really confused here.
that was kind of strange what that was about. Yeah. But I didn't get the confessions part. I think they came up with the name before they came up with the. And that's enough of that for now. If you want to hear the full episode, head over to headstuffpodcast.com where you can support the show for €5 a month. I shall see you there.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.